Thush House is about the largest office building in London, if not in Europe. From the roof, magnificent views are obtained of London's most prominent landmarks.
When the Empire Service was bombed out of its original base in 1940, the Grand Trade Center, built by US millionaire Irving T. Bush, became home. The current head of news, Andy Whitehead, has investigated the building's somewhat eccentric history.
I'm sure the listeners would imagine Bush House to be rather grand, substantial, almost palatial. And, you know, really, it is. In the lower ground studios, there is a covered-over swimming pool. And that's one of our larger studios. It has, in the moment, a grand piano in there. And how that is going to get out of our basement and out of Bush House, I have no idea.
Bush House was said in the 20s to be the most expensive building ever constructed. But inside, it evolved into a warren of narrow corridors and makeshift office space. It wasn't built for journalism.
You're tuned to the General Overseas Service of the BBC.
It just became a global broadcast icon.
This is the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Over the imposing entrance, you can see the original inscription to the Friendship of English-Speaking Peoples. But Bush House went beyond that. Over the decades, it's broadcast in 68 different languages.
Vive la France! Libre!
In the years since Charles de Gaulle appealed to the French, voices from Bush have delivered uncensored news from Burma to Beirut, with perhaps the most marked impact behind the Iron Curtain. Former editor Yuri Goligorsky.
As the times went by, we became a voice amongst many voices. But for a very long period of time, between, shall we say, 1946 and 1991, before the demise of the Soviet Union, we were the only voice of truth.
I've now reached the western side of Checkpoint Charlie, where there are a huge number of people here waiting to greet the first of the East German arrivals.
Today, World Service Radio is just as likely to be making waves in Beijing as Berlin, with sounds like the modern Cantonese service sampled in a digital tribute, The Ghosts of Bush, which is being released today.
London, BBC, 英国广播电台.
And soon, the auctioneers will move in, selling off everything from studio mixing desks to the art on the walls. Auctioneer Elizabeth Sewell.
We have 150 lots or so of art and frame photographs, including original photographs of Paul McCartney on a live broadcast to Russia, for example, Bob Geldof in here in the 1980s, Henry Kissinger.
OK, I'll be speaking, I'd have thought, this sort of level.
The BBC's Director General, Mark Thompson, came in to record this item, part of today's last Bush House broadcast.
This benign Tower of Babel, the scene of so many great broadcasting moments and the home of so many great broadcasters over the years, is now silent, its corridors deserted, its studios empty.
And so the World Service moves on. Its head of news, Andy Whitehead, says it's time.
Of course there are people who are worried that something of the Bush House culture will be lost, but we want to be part of the BBC's future. And the BBC's future lies in a state-of-the-art news and broadcast centre which brings all its London-based journalists together. The really sad thing would be if the World Service wasn't there.
Bush House was built by Americans. It belongs to a Japanese corporation. For many, for decades, it stood for the best of British. Today, its last journalists say goodbye.